It can be who? The speaker himself also, the first addressee is the speaker himself. Until the speaker doesn't address himself, that bayan is completely useless, no benefit. First you have to, it's for you, then it's for others. But what amal we do? How much are we improving? How much are we concerned about our iman, our Islam, our deen? How much? Dunya things, anyone, we just, somebody just, this may not be true also, that in Kelvin, for example, or any other nearby place, check a shop, right? Butter is 20 cents cheaper. And there we gone, ready, we are gone there. And we'll spend 20 rand more to save 20 cents. And we'll spend 2-3 hours more to go and save the 20 cents. But for our deen, we don't do anything. So the first thing, if we read that dua, Allah Ta'ala, we get the dua, Hudita, your hidayat is guaranteed. Second dua, Kufita, all your needs for the day will be satisfied. A person leaves his house because of his needs, otherwise he'll sit comfortably at home. He's got needs, he has to see to his family, his own needs, everything. So, by reading this dua, Allah will fulfill all our needs. And the third, which is the top in our priority, in our agenda, Wuqita, you have got your protection for the day, your security for the day. About Iman, we don't worry anything, we hear about it. But security, we'll make sure all the doors are closed, the burglar bars are properly locked, everything, alarm system is on, everything we will make. But by reading this dua, we get the dua from Allah Ta'ala, from the Farishtas, that your security is guaranteed. Nobody can interfere with our asbab that we have, our means of protection. The kuffar, for example, for security, how much of security efforts are not made in the world? CCTV camera, then all the burglar bars, then we got the alarm systems, then we got a neighborhood watch. How many things we are doing? Has crime come down anyway? Crime is going more. So much so the police are involved in crime. So much so the government is involved in corruption. Who is supposed to be out, they are the ones who are involved in all this. So our asbab and our means cannot help us. What will help us are these amal. This dua we read, the crooks can never come anywhere near. No hijackings, no kidnappings, no burglaries, no robberies, nothing. But we don't read it. How many of us, we don't read the dua when we're going out of the masjid. We don't read the dua wuzu time. It's all written there. But who of us read it? We don't read it. If we read it, we will see. And a fourth thing that we are guaranteed also, وَتَنَحَّى عَنْهُ الشَّيْطَانِ. And shaitan moves away from him. Shaitan is there all the time to bring temptations to us. Make this guna, do that, get involved here. You read this dua, تَنَحَّى عَنْهُ الشَّيْطَانِ. Shaitan moves away from you. May Allah give us tawfiq. With all this du'as, Ayatul Kursi, Allah make it, a person who reads one time Ayatul Kursi, then one farishta is deputed to protect you. If you read Ayatul Kursi two times, two farishtas are appointed. One farishta is more than enough. Two farishtas. And we read it three times, Allah Ta'ala Himself now protects us. He takes it as his own responsibility to protect us. Ayatul Kursi is the greatest ayat that was not revealed to any ummah before in the whole deen. There is another ayat like Ayatul Kursi. And Surah Fatiha, Alhamdu Sharif. And both these, all of us know. Surah Fatiha, there is no surah that was revealed to the ummahs of before. In this ummah, in the Quran Sharif, nowhere there is a surah like Suratul Fatiha. Each one of us asks ourselves, how much am I reading Suratul Fatiha? The great barakat, the fuyuz, the protection, the hidayat. It is Suratul Fatiha. It is Suratul Shifa. It is Suratul Khair wal Barakat. Everything. How much am I reading it? We don't read it once. In our namaz we read, but besides that we don't read. On our sick people, read this too, abundantly. And when a person reads Surah Ayatul Kursi,
then Shaitan immediately does not only go away from him, from the whole house. And when Shaitan is gone, Farishtas come. And Shaitan, how does he work? At the beginning, for example, when Shaitan is there with us, he will let us have a TV. TV is too small. Now I must have a big screen. What we call the big screen? Plasma. Now we have it. Now we must call the neighbors also. Friends also. All of us must come watch. Now the wife prepares some ice cream. Homemade ice cream. And some hot samosas. And some bhajiyas. And all are sitting and laughing and talking. Enjoying, joking. We watching. Shaitan is working. He made us all do that. Now in all the whole process, before we know, the thing that happened now, I find out, my wife got an affair with my best friend. We were all talking and enjoying. Or the wife finds out, my husband got an affair with my best friend. All that, it was, Shaitan makes it very nice. Now Shaitan shows its ugly head. And now your endless problems you have got. The home is destroyed. The children are destroyed. Divorces take place. All the court cases follow. All the dirty linen comes out. All the accusations, false accusations, everything starts. That is how Shaitan works. And if you read your Ayatul Kursi, Shaitan evacuates, goes away from there. Come. Farishtas come, now you'll get the feeling of making your namazes, making tilawat of Quran Sharif. Allah's barakat is coming down. Malaika in that house. Now without all this artificial imitation, enjoyment of this dunya, you find the real enjoyment in your heart now. Now when you read Quran Sharif, you are getting enjoyment. When you are making du'as, you are getting enjoyment. You are observing parda properly. Your wife is observing. You have got full itminan on your wife. My wife, mashallah, I know she's very sincere and loyal to me. And she's got full itminan on her husband. She doesn't have to think. She doesn't have to go in his phone. She doesn't have to tap him. She doesn't have to police him. Now by the barakat of Farishtas there, and he is like that. The husband is genuine. The wife is genuine. Those people are living in Jannat in this world already. They can be living in the outbuilding in a tent shanty, but they are living in enjoyment. And where husband and wife both are going out to work, big income. The son is going out, the daughter is earning, the house is made, beautiful palatial home. And the swimming pool, and the sprawling garden, and all the other amenities. We got a spa also, we got a sauna also, everything we got. But the hearts are split apart. We made things, we didn't make the heart. We didn't make ourselves. And those people who made their heart, you don't need any money to make your heart. Your wife doesn't have to go out to work, your daughter doesn't have to go out. And you made the heart, your things might not be made. But you'll be happy. Where I'm living, I'm peaceful and I'm happy. One king in his palace, he saw that a beggar walking, came and sat on the pavement in front of his palace. And he undone his amama, big amama, and from there he took out some bread, dry bread. And then he sat on the ground and he ate the dry bread. And in this cartoons of milk, this cardboard cartoons, he had some water. After that he drank the water. And he doesn't know, did his head reach the ground first or did he fall asleep first? And he's snoring and sleeping there. The people are moving, noise is carrying on, but he's snoring and sleeping, deep sleep he's got. And the king sees this, he says, I got the best bedroom, soft music to lull me to sleep. I got a dhamma. That my lights are bright and on their own slowly they become dumber and I can sleep nicely and I don't get 1 second sleep. And any person, insomnia is also a big problem, very big problem. You're sleepy but sleep is not coming. Your head is splitting but no sleep is coming. The king is in that condition. He said, I can give my palace for this person for his 1 hour sleep. I can give my whole palace to that person. We are making things, we worried of things, we not worried of ourselves. We are making our dunya, our akhirat, we not worried. There are so many people who are making so much effort to make their jannat. And there are so many people making so much effort to destroy their Jannah. All the wrong things they are doing. The gunas. And worse in our time, the learned people, not only gunas, that is terrible, but leading the people completely astray and destroying our deen. The deen of Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we with our hands we are destroying. Ghar hi ki aag se ghar jal gaya. That we ourselves are burning and destroying our deen. So this is what our condition is. We are making so much effort on things and we are destroying our deen. So there are those people who are making effort to make their Jannah. Other people are making effort to destroy their Jannah. People are making effort to go to Jannah. Others are making effort, proper effort to go to Jannah. They are hell bent to go to hell. And that is their mission. And they are learned people. But that is unfortunately that what. There are those people who are making their effort to make their Jannah. And there are those people who are making effort to make their dunya Jannah. All the time, beautiful house. My 4x4, not 1, 2, 3 4x4s. And all kinds of, and all my holidays, and all my dressing, my fashion, latest fashion, and brand names, and everything else, sparkling swimming pool, all made our dunya. So for a little while, yeah, and forever in akhirat, what will it be? So two types of effort, two types of results. Clear it is, jaise karni, waise bharni. As you do, so you will get. Na maane to karke de. It's a reality. If you don't believe, do it and you'll see that results come. You make effort for your Jannat of Akhirat, you'll get your Jannat. And forever and ever, and such enjoyment, la aynun ra'at, no eye has ever seen such enjoyment. Wala udhunun sami'at, no ear has ever heard of such enjoyment. Wala khatra ala qalbi bashar, nobody can in his wildest dreams dream of that Jannat. A person's all his desires are fulfilled in this dunya. Jannat is the starting of Jannat is far superior then. So that Jannat, that person, so wow, our effort, jaise karni, waise bharni, na maane to karke dek, Jannat bhi hai, Jahannam bhi hai, na maane to mar ke dek. If you don't believe Jannat is a reality, Jahannam is a reality, you don't believe, die and you will see it. Then you'll say, my life, I wasted my life in this dunya. Allah gave us the most precious commodity, life He gave us, time He gave us, He gave us Deenul Islam, He made us the best people, kuntum khayra ummatin, and we have destroyed it all, and I did not use it, and my akhirat I destroyed, and forever and ever may Allah protect us. If we don't die with iman, the required iman, not my imagined iman, not what I think is required, but what is required by Allah Ta'ala. If I go without that, what will be my condition? So Allah Ta'ala give us the tawfiq to understand. So by reading the dua, we will get, our hidayat will be guaranteed. Our needs will be fulfilled. And then our security and protection. We don't have to worry, I'm going out of the house, what will happen at home? House people don't have to worry, he's on the road, he can get hijacked, he can get kidnapped, nothing, all your protection is done. And shaitan is out of your way also. Allah give us all tawfiq. So what is the dua? Bismillah, tawakkaltu ala Allah, wala hawla wala quwwata illa billah. So simple. But who will do it? That is the sad thing. Very few of us practice on it. Allah give us tawfiq to do it, inshallah. And then, we have now entered into a great period of the Islamic year. From the month of Rajab, in fact before Rajab already, for a period of about 7 months, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam made dua for this period. Allahumma barik lana fi Rajab, give us the barakat of Rajab. Wa Sha'ban, and the barakat of Sha'ban. Wa ballighna Ramadan, and let us reach the great and auspicious month of Ramadan. Ramadan is at our doorstep now. What preparation have we made? If any of us have made some preparation, our housewives getting fillet now, getting white meat now, The Samusa Ibn Abbas, what a great Sahabi, Mufassir al-Quran, Ra'is al-Mufassirin, the king of all the Mufassirs of the Quran. He says, if you ask the dead people, if you can speak to them and ask them what you wish for, what will they say? One day of Ramadan. Now that they know the value of Ramadan, they will ask for one day. But what are we preparing? Preparation of Ramadan is, amongst other things, we start keeping rozas, so that we are in the mood of rozas when Ramadan comes. So Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, the most rozas he kept, and in some narrations, the whole month of Shaban, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam kept rozas. So your rozas become easy. This month is the time now to catch up with our tilawat of Quran Sharif. Whole year I wasn't reading Quran Sharif. Now I must start reading, so that I'm in the groove. When Ramadan comes, now my reading just goes smoothly. I read more and more. And I make not only with difficulty one khatam, but I make 2, 3, 5, 10 khatam. And there are, mashallah, not only ulama and huffaz, ordinary people who make so many khatams in Ramadan. Ramadan is the month that our qaza namazes that we have got, we cover them up. And if we ask too many, at least we start with them, become conscious. Shaban is the month that we catch up with our qaza rozas, especially our women folk. They should keep their rozas immediately after the one Ramzan, what they have to miss every year because of their monthlies. They miss some rozas, so they should keep it immediately after Ramadan. But if they allowed the whole year to pass, they mustn't allow now Ramadan to pass, and Shaban to pass, and Ramadan, they still got last year's qada roza. They must finish it. Just like zakat, that your zakat becomes compulsory, then you must distribute it before your next year's zakat becomes compulsory. Before today, 15 Shaban is the day you set to calculate your zakat. You calculate it, 50,000 have to give in zakat. You're not giving it one place, you're giving it slowly every month, but make sure you finish it before next year 15 Shaban. Don't let the zakat be what you still after the 1 year. Give it out in the meantime. Our qaza rozas, our qaza namazas, we finish them up. So this is that opportunity we have got. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam was asked by the Sahaba radiyallahu ta'ala anhum, O Allah's Rasul, we see that the most rozas you keep out of the month of Ramadan, Ramadan are full, 30 full months rozas. For us, we have to keep them. It's the month of Shaban. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, that is the month people are unmindful of it. It's the month between Rajab and Ramadan, the month of Shaban. And it is the month in which our accounts are presented by Allah Ta'ala. So if from that hadith we realize, it's the whole month this accounting system is carrying on. Our returns are being presented to Allah. Our financials, our spirituals are being presented by Allah. Our amal. And Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, I wish that when my account is presented by Allah, I must be fasting. Therefore, most rozas in Shaban, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam kept. And in some narrations, the whole month of Shaban, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam kept rozas. And the highlight of all this accountability and our presentation of our amal by Allah is the 15th night and the 15th day. The 24 hours, we just has passed now. So that is the time. And Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, I wish that my account must be presented when I'm fasting. There is no doubt, nobody in the world, no farishta, no Nabi, all together, their returns can't be as splendid, as magnificent, as beautiful, clear as what Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, in that he didn't have to keep rozas. His accounts are 100%. And he kept rozas. And we need it so much, and we don't keep rozas. Our returns are rotten when they go there. How much we had to keep roza, but we don't keep roza. And what shaitan puts in our mind, the main day, the 15th of Shaban, then the Salafis, other people, they say, no, that roza is not sabit. When Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam kept it for our accounts to be presented, he kept the whole month roza, or the most days, and he said, and he kept roza, the ayyam-e-beed, 13, 14 and 15th of every month. And he encouraged us, keep rosas on those days, the 13th, 14th and 15th. How can it be possible when Shaban comes, then Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam didn't keep rosas? Then more he would have emphasized and be more particular about the rosa. So Allah give us tawfiq and make our preparation. So the barakat of Rajab was the great event of Mi'raj in Rajab. The barakat which Nabi Ali Salah and Mi'raj is a great imani booster to make our iman that things which can be impossible to everyone in the world, for Allah there is nothing impossible. Allah does as He pleases. With that conviction on Mi'raj. And the sum total of Mi'raj is namaz, salat, which Allah gifted to Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Everything else, even iman, Allah made it for us in this dunya. But namaz, Allah made it for us by the arsh, above the arsh of Allah. Right by the closest, when nobody can reach. Jibreel alayhi salam couldn't go there because a very, very special gift was going to be given by the most beloved to the most beloved. And the most beloved gift of namaz was going to be. It had to be done in complete privacy where there was nobody whatsoever. The lover meeting his beloved and exchanging the gift and giving the gift. And Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam praising Allah. At-tahiyyatu lillahi was-salawatu wa-t-tayyibat. And Allah saying, As-salamu alayka ayyuhan nabiyyu wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. The malaika overtaken. As-salamu alayna wa ala ibadillahi s-salihin. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. That is the sum total. The tawheed of Allah. The risalat of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This was those namaz. How much are we appreciating namaz? How much are we regular with our namaz? What is the quality of our namaz? What are the outward postures of our namaz? All this Allah give us tawfiq to bring. So Allahumma barik lana fi Rajab wa Sha'ban wa ballighna Ramadan. And let us reach the great and auspicious month of Ramadan. Ramadan is a month where not one moment is supposed to be wasted. Our Shaykh, Hazrat Maulana Shah Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib, Rahmatullah Alayh, which say that a person wants to pass his time in Ramadan. And that is a pun, that is, passing has got two meanings. One is you pass time, you pass here, you pass there, you pass your time. And one is to pass, you pass an exam. So as they say, a person wants to pass time, fails time. He doesn't pass time, he fails time. So there is no time to be passed in Ramadan. Every moment must be made valuable. If you've got nothing else to do, say, you're just waiting for somebody, waiting for your seri, waiting for your iftar. Don't shout the wife. Don't bring this roof down and making a big show there. Start reading, La ilaha illallah, La ilaha illallah, Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What great rewards you will get. Instead of fighting, by you fighting with the wife, that stove is not going to work faster. And your samosa is not going to get fried sooner. You make your zikr. By that, see what barakat will come. So no time should be wasted. When we're going to sleep at night, we read our du'as. Allah give us topic of making wudu and sleeping. We read our du'as while you're not sleeping. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. How fortunate that person who falls asleep with durood sharif. And when you get up in the morning first, Alhamdulillah illadhi ahya. Your whole night is in ibadah. You're sleeping, you enjoyed your sleep, your whole night is in ibadah. Instead of fantasizing now, you fear, even if you read your dua, now you start fantasizing. And you in haram you are sleeping now. And your whole night goes in haram. Hey, if your mort have to come in that haram state, what will be the condition? So Allah give us the tawfiq that we make valuable our time. So the month of Ramadan is a great month. And this whole season starts with Rajab, then the great month of Shaban, Ramadan, then Shawwal comes in between, then the three Ashur-e Hurum, the sacred months come there again, Zulqadah, Zulhijjah, and Muharram. The great, great months are here. 3 months here, 3 months there, in the middle Shawwal, a beautiful, great season. Let us not be unmindful of it. Just in the same way, we have come here, now is the season of the Ijtima. Allah's doing, Allah knows best. For 1, 2, 3 years, no ijtima. COVID came, all the rules, regulations came. But now, alhamdulillah, Allah is open. So let us open our hearts also. Allah is open and remove the restrictions and regulations. Let us open our hearts also. And let there be no regulations and restrictions. Alhamdulillah, whole jamaat of ulama from Azadwell, from other places, all in the fikr of the ijtima. And mashallah, on the site, all are preparing around the world, driving in the shura, everywhere in the world they're making dua. They are fortunate people. Hadr Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala anhu, on one occasion went for a walima da'wat to one person's house. As he approached the house, he heard some wrong things, perhaps like drums, music or something. Whatever wrong it was, he did not go. He turned around and he went away. And then he said that, and he quoted Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Man radiya bi amali qawmin, a person who's happy with the actions of people, whatever they are doing, kana sharikan fihim, he is part of that. So if I go there and they're doing this wrong things, whatever that music, whatever it was wrong, I would be part. Mullah Ali Qari Rahmatullah Ali, great, great muhaddith and great, great scholar. He says on this, that whoever is happy with any good work, anywhere in the past, presently, in the future, he gets the sawab of that. And anyone who is happy with wrong things being done, the World Cup taking place, I didn't go myself. I didn't even watch commentary, but I'm happy it's taking place. I'm part of it. Though I didn't go, I'm part of it. Some wedding taking place, some soccer tournament, some cricket tournament taking place, and I'm happy about it. I didn't donate money also. I don't show more, but I'm just happy about it. I'm part of all that guna also. So any good work, so now this ijtima, there are people around the world making dua. Azadwell's ijtima, South Africa's ijtima is coming. We also must be part of it. How much we can. Allah gave us tawfiq. Give our brothers jazaa khair. They made our tashkeel. Come, go in jamaat. Go to Marlborough. And mashallah, how many ulama, how many other people also all for that fikr. So, and what is the ijtima? It's not just the get together of people. And not that how many people came. But it is how much of deen will come alive in our lives. That is what is required. Allah give reward to Maulana Ibrahim Deula sahab, Dhamat Barakatu. He explained this so beautifully. He says that after Azan, what is the dua after Azan? Allahumma Rabba hadhihi da'wati tamma. Da'wati tamma. The Azan is a complete, perfect da'wat of Islam. Everything from the greatness of Allah. Azan starts with the greatness of Allah, ends with the greatness of Allah. On that we also should think, our namaz, the most zikr of Allah we make is Allahu Akbar. We start our namaz with Allahu Akbar, we go in ruku Allahu Akbar, one place here, Sami Allahu liman hamida. Allahu Akbar to sajda, Allahu Akbar to the sitting position. Allahu Akbar to sajda, Allahu Akbar to the standing position, or the second rakah, the sitting position. How many Allahu Akbar? But the greatness of Allah hasn't come in our heart. There is Allahu Akbar, there is Subhanallah, there is La ilaha illallah, there is Alhamdulillah, Alhamdulillah. Only Allahu Akbar is farad. When we start our namaz, we have to say Allahu Akbar. Otherwise we don't, and we have to stay with our lips moving, our tongue moving. Not in our heart or in our mind. If a person doesn't say what, and he doesn't hear it himself, he hasn't started his namaz. He will have completed his namaz, but he didn't start his namaz. How beautifully it is said that, Kafan bardosh ho gay, lekin abhi marna nahi sikha. A person is on the kafan already, dead. They gave him ghusl, they put in his kafan, but he hasn't learned how to die stuff. وَلَا تَمُوتُنَّ إِلَّا وَأَنْتُمْ مُسْلِمُونَ. And don't die, but that you have totally surrendered to Allah. Who of us have surrendered to Allah? Our wishes we don't surrender. Our eyes we don't surrender. Where I want to look, I look. Not where Allah wants me to look. Our tongue we haven't surrendered to Allah. And yet I'm the most pious person. I think I'm the most pious person. Nothing we have surrendered to Allah. Don't die until you have surrendered totally. وَلَا تَمُوتُنَّ إِلَّا وَأَنْتُمْ مُسْلِمُونَ Kafan bardosh ho gayi, lekin abhi marna nahi seekha. Then from there the poet says, Haj karke aaye, lekin abhi haj karna nahi seekha. We made Hajj and we came back. We got the title of Haji, but we haven't still learned how to make Hajj. But we already Haji. What kind of a Haji? Like a person who doesn't learn the rules of the road, etc. He's a driver. Many people driving without license. They are driving, but they haven't learned how to drive. What the rules are, what the regulations are. And if we learn them, we have to apply them. How many of us apply? So it is important that we learn this. 50 haj karke aaye, lekin abhi haj karna nahi seekha. As somebody said, that for many people, Umrah is our annual picnic trip to Makkah and Medina. We're just going there for a picnic. And we with the whole family, and packing the family's clothes, see the children's clothes, all with murats right in the haram. And taking the games within the haram. If that's not a picnic, what's it? We're calling it Umrah. But what Umrah are we making? And in the woman section, even worse it is. The woman giving their children all the games to play. And what kind of dressing they got. It's just one. And the people between normally Saudi the namaz time, Asr to Maghrib, a big space of time. And they're taking their picnic baskets. And they're going to make picnics. And now with all the photography, all the time pictures, it's just one big show, entertainment. What Umrah is that? So Allah give us tawfiq that we get the reality of deen. So all this good work, let us be part of good work. And not only that we are not part of wrong work, that is not enough for us. When Allah wanted to punish that certain village for their wrongdoing, Allah sent Jibreel alayhi salam with the punishment. When he came back, Jibreel alayhi salam went back to Allah. Ya Allah, there is one person there that even for the wink of an eye, he hasn't disobeyed you. Must I punish him also? Such a pious person. Allah said, start with him the punishment. Because when all the wrong was carrying on, he didn't get one wrinkle on his forehead also. He had no worry of the wrong. So just we thinking that I'm not doing anything wrong, we are not absolved by Allah. The punishment will start with us. And it's famous. The punishment or the fire of Jahannam will be left with the ulama. Those ulama who didn't worry about the people, didn't guide them to right, in fact guided them to wrong. The fire of Jahannam will be lit with them. So here we are, that we have to have concern of the ummah. And we have to worry about the ummah, the condition of the ummah. So Allah give jazai khair to the satis who have come, the satis who made our tashkir, the satis who are preparing, and all the other ijtima'at, and all the other good work that is carrying on in the world. Wherever it is, individually, collectively, wherever it is, Allah, we make dua for them. In this way, we can get the sawab of all the good work in the world. And all the wrong that is being done, we speak out against it. We make it known that these are wrong things. Not just we condone it and keep quiet. That is mudahanat. And especially for the ulama, kitmani ilm, that we know what is the truth and we don't speak about it. And we just keep quiet. We are very guilty. I might think I'm very pious that I don't take sides. And I just keep my peace. And I don't get involved in all controversies. You are involved in big guna by Allah. Because the truth, you are responsible. And you have to expound the truth. Everyone must make it known what the truth is. So Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq. So in this ayat of the Quran Sharif, Allah says, Kuntum khayra ummatin. You are. Kuntum, you were. That means by nature, you are the ummah who is the best ummah. And the ummah of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, if we read the hadith mubarakah, and we every day, Allah give us all shukr, make shukr to Allah. Allah made us in the ummah of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. There was that lady in the Bani Israel, when she read the virtues of the ummah of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, she said, if I was in that ummah, My whole life, I should spend it in one sajda, making shukr to Allah that you made me the ummat of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Musa alayhi salam, when he came to know, he made dua to Allah, Ya Allah, make me the Nabi of that ummat. Allah said that I've given the position to my most beloved, to Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He said, make me an ummati of that ummat. That he also wants to, he's prepared to forgo his nabuwat, to become an ummati of this ummat. Allah made us, who of us makes shukr? When did we ever make shukr? Ya Allah, you made me the, made me an ummati of the ummat of Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What a great virtue. For the ulama and others, ask the ulama, refresh the ahadith at the end of Mishkat Sharif and see what are the great virtues of this ummah, what a position Allah has given us. And then in the ummah, how much shukr we have to make. Allah made us from Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah. If we were from the Shias, na'uzubillah, swearing the Sahaba and doing all the dirty and filthy things in the name of deen. Today in the name of deen, they have got temporary marriages. I marry you for 2 hours. In the name of deen, they make their jais, which is pure adultery. Hey, Allah didn't make us amongst them. Allah made us in the ummah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, where Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, An-nikahu min sunnati. Nikah is of my sunnah. Nikah is half of your deen. Fear Allah in the balance of your, in the balance of it. What a great, honorable position of nikah and marriage. And the Shias, what did they make out of it? Allah didn't make. And all the other filthy beliefs and things. What and what terrible things they got. And then Allah Ta'ala made us further from the ulama of Dioban, which we call. This is not exclusive only for us. We call the ulama of Dioban is a mizaj of throughout the world, which is basically the mizaj of Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah. And this jama'ah, this ulama, which we call ulama-i Dioban, that straight thinking, that correct thinking, no extremes, perfectly. And when it comes to extremes, that is also not what I think is an extreme, something extreme. What the Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, how they practice deen, I have to practice according to that. Today, if a child is born in the home, 2-3 weeks old, if the parents have to put a kurta and even a topi and a amama for the small boy, the good people in the family, the religious and pious people, they'll say, from now you're already putting kurta. And if it's a girl and you put a burqa for her, and just for a little bit you put a niqab also for the small little, from now already, but put on the western dress, some murat here, some teddy bear, or some other naked picture here, and put on a sari, and put on like the Christians and Hindu and Jews dress. Nobody will say, from now you're making the child a Jew, from now you're making the child a Christian. But what we'll say, oh, so cute, look so beautiful. The filth and dirt is enjoyable to us. My halal wife I don't enjoy, but the filthy woman of the road, who is in menses, who doesn't know what is istinja, never heard the word istinja, she appears great to me. And my wife, which is a pure, pure woman, and she stays at home, she doesn't appeal to me. My wife or anyone put roast on the table, halal and tayyiban, roast, wonderful fish on the table, and I go and eat the feces in the toilet. And I say, this is so enjoyable. What's wrong with me? How am I wrong that filthy woman of the street I enjoy, the filthy woman on the phone I enjoy, but my wife, I got no time for her. Allah Ta'ala give us, open our mind. We are those people, kuntum khayra ummatin, the best of nations. You are by your nature, you are the best. And it's your nature. But on top of that, ukhrijat linnas, you haven't been taken out and put in this world for making your house, and to make your gardens, and have your sparkling swimming pool, and having your wonderful vehicles, your smart vehicles. No, you have been taken out for the benefit of not Muslims. Linnas, ukhrijat linnas. Muslims must be worried of the whole ummah, of all men, of all, in fact, jinn also. We won't make effort in the jinn, but we should make dua for the hidayat of the jinnat also, that all of them also get hidayat. And for all jinn, of all humans, Especially, we should have the worry. We will make effort in the ummah, in the Muslims. Today, we need it so much. We haven't got a face to go to the non-Muslims. How many of us will say, but what about your own people? We don't make namaz. We rob the people. We do the people down. They say, go and tell your own people. We are so desperate with our own need. But we are actually taken out. We are not taken out for our own personal self. We are taken out for mankind. For the hidayat of mankind. And worse than that today, that we forget the hidayat of mankind, we are the best. Kuntum khayra ummati. And you were taken out to lead mankind to righteousness. Today we who are the best, we are following the people who are the worst. The people in their system, their mornings they have to go for a walk with a dog. And at night, evenings they go for a walk. And the dog is walking in front of them on the leash. And when the dog wants to defecate, and the dog wants to urinate, then he'll wait patiently till the dog is finished. And after the dog is finished, and ulama have said, they've seen with their eyes, that when the dog defecated, this person, ashraful makhlukat, he picks up the dirt of the dog with his hands. And then he goes and put it where he has to put it. He became the khadim of the dog. And he made the dog his imam. And when the dog, when it finished defecate, and it finished did its urination, then he walks forward. We who are the people to lead mankind to hidayat, we are following the kuffar in their ways. We who are the seeing people, we are following the blind people. These people don't know about akhirah, about qabr. We were supposed to tell them, but in their blind, filthy things, we are following in them in their way. A person who is hale and healthy, strong, and he tells a paralyzed person, a person who is bedridden, person in a wheelchair, that you put me on your back, and this busy freeway Monday morning, you take me across. You must take the paralyzed person. How can you jump on the back of the these people are paralyzed. Rubama yawaddu alladhina kafaru law kanu muslimin. Dharhum yaakulu wa yatamatta'u fasawfa ya. Leave them, they are like animals. What are we following them? Today it's our honor to dress like the kuffar, to live like the kuffar, to go for holidays like the kuffar, to go in their resorts and all and fill their coffers. And that is the honor for us, to do all our things like the kuffar. And to do it according to sunnah, we got a problem. And then you are too strict, you are too much, you are an extremist, everything is sunnah. And when we die in the qabr, then will the kuffar tariqah help us? Will the ways of the kuffar help us? Or will the sunnah help us? But we don't think. So we are those people, kuntum khayra ummati, the best of all nations. Allah made the ummah of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. In that Allah made us Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah. Allah Ta'ala made us from the ulama'i Jawban, the ulama'i Haq. And we have to make appreciate. Otherwise, if we were amongst the Shia, amongst the Qadianis, what should be our condition? If we should be of the Barelvis, and also those people do, and all others, Allah gave us the most greatest honor. And Allah took us out, put us in this world, not for this dunya's thing. وَفِي ذَٰلِكَ فَلْيَتَنَافَسِ الْمُتَنَافِسُونَ. Those people who race and vie with one another in the matters of deen, that how many people I gave da'wah to. You give one person da'wah, and a person... Maulana Muhammad Umar Sahib Rahmatullah Ali used to explain, you're an ordinary person, you went in Jamaat, you can't make Elan also, you can't make Bayan also, but you are with the Jamaat. Kashf you went, you joined it, they told you, alright, you joined this Jamaat. You went there, you met one man who had a big mustache, short trouser, a skipper, t-shirt, smoking his cigar. You gave him da'wah, something clicked in his mind. Perhaps not immediately, you don't know, afterwards. And he said that, oh no, you know what those people were saying, it makes sense, man. I think I must also. He went, he joined the Jamaat. He spent 4 months. He said, now I can't become an Ali. I'm 70 years old. I can't become a Hafiz. But my children also, I put them all in the wrong line. But my grandchildren, you must become Hafiz. You must become Ali. One of them becomes a Hafiz. becomes an alim. Allah makes him a big alim. He opens Darul Ulooms. He goes in Jamaat. He does all great work. All the sawab giving going to that old man, and all the sawab going to that man who went in Jamaat, who didn't say one word in the gusht also. He couldn't make elan also. His part, kana sharikan fihim. He's getting his full rewards also. What a mubarak work Allah has given us. Where everyone, nobody has got an excuse that I can't make bayan. You don't have to make bayan. I can't read the kitab also. No problem also. Just be with the Jamaat. And you are with them and you are following everything. What great returns Allah Ta'ala will give us. So this is kuntum khayra ummatin ukhrijat linnas. And what was our work? This ummah's nature was ta'muruna bil ma'ruf wa tanhauna 'anil munkar, the right, and you forbid the wrong. Yeah, in another ayat Allah Ta'ala says wa ta'awanu 'alal birri wat taqwa wa la ta'awanu 'alal ithmi wal udwan. Help one another. That was helping. Yeah, Allah says ta'muruna, you command. What is command? Watanhona. Kotanhona, you forbid. That is what force you forbid. Today we say I'm too weak. All the in my own house, all the wrong things. I can't tell my children. We will phone Maulana and say, my son, my daughter is doing this. But tell him, please advise him, but don't take my name. We haven't got the guts to take our own name in front of our little children, not the big children, who can perhaps even hit us. But the small child also we can't. So please advise my wife, but don't tell her I don't. Hey, Maulana must become bad, no problem. But the husband must still be the beloved. But Maulana, he must become bad. He must tell it this, you are doing wrong, that you are doing wrong. But don't take the husband's name. Hey, we are so weak, whereas we were ta'muruna bil ma'ruf. And ta'muruna, it's a command sigha from the mudari in Arabic, which is got istimrar, continuity, that all the time we have to do this. And but today, who is doing amar bil ma'ruf? Nahya anil munkar. We shy away from it. No, I don't want to get involved. If I said spoken, big trouble should have started. So I rather just kept quiet. We don't realize we are doing mudahanatiti. We are not making the truth known. Of course, there is that you must see the occasion, see the person, see how to say it. All those things are there, but it must be in us. And it comes clearly in the Hadith Sharif, man ra'a minkum munkaran, whoever of you sees a wrong, fal yughayyirhu bi yadi. If that is your iman, you got that level, then at least with the power of your hand, you stop it immediately. Your wife is dressing wrongly, by force you stop her. Your daughter is dressing wrongly, going wrong places, by force. فَإِلَّمْ يَسْتَطِي. If you haven't got that level of iman, فَبِلِسَانِ, then use your tongue and say what you are doing is wrong. فَإِلَّمْ يَسْتَطِي, and you can't do that also, فَبِقَلْبِ. And this hadith shows in the whole sequence of it that فَبِقَلْبِ doesn't mean that you must hate it with your heart. It means you must change it. Now use your power of dua. And then with your heart, think of plans and ways. How can I change it? And the least and the last level of iman that you think of it as bad. But today, how many of us are involved in the open wrong? And we promote the wrong. And if anyone wants to stop the wrong, we stop that person, Allahu Akbar, from stopping these people from the wrong. The people of Bani Israel, who are known as Qaryat allati kanat hadirat al-bahr, the village that was on the seashore, the Red Sea. That those people, they were those who broke the laws of Allah. Then Allah punished them, they told them, Allah tested them, the punishment was a test from Allah, that you are not allowed to fish on a Saturday, which is the big day of the Jews, the Sabbath. You can't do any work of this dunya, so your earning is by fishing, you're not allowed to fish. They made a trick, they made hila, they played tricks with Allah Ta'ala. Who can play? يُخَادِعُونَ اللَّهُ وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَمَا يَخْدَعُونَ إِلَّا أَنفُسَهُمْ وَمَا يَشْعُرُونَ. They thinking they're making Allah a fool, but they're making themselves a fool. They said, okay, Friday, Saturday we won't fish. we are forbidden. They put the nets in on Friday night. And they took out the nets on Sunday. We didn't break the law of Allah. Playing tricks with Allah Ta'ala. And how many of us are doing? And today in the name of deen, we are promoting deen. We are destroying deen. These are all tricks that we are making with Allah Ta'ala. Using name as a subject and making our money and our name and fame the object. That we are talking and doing deen's work for my own personal gain. So those people, one was that group who did this wrong. Another group told them, don't do this wrong. It is haram. And one group was that group, and that was Naji, the group that gained salvation. That they did not only stop them, they broke all relationships with them. So much so that a physical wall they built. And with their own family members, parents, brothers, sisters, whoever were breaking the law, you will go one side. We don't want to have anything to do with you. And then they were on this side. Then there was another group in between that told these people who were stopping them that, why are you stopping them? لِمَ تَعِذُونَ قَوْمًا إِلَّا مُهْلِكُونَ أَوْ مُعَذِّبُونَ. Why are you telling these people? You do your thing. These people, Allah will destroy them or Allah will kill them or whatever they will happen. You don't worry. That group was also wrong. And how many are today that the people who speak out about the wrong, you say, you rather keep quiet. You do your own ibadah. Why are you telling these people? Leave them to themselves. There were another group of sakiteen who kept quiet. That they didn't stop them and they did not involve also. And with that, are those people, the sakiteen, are those people we learn in the hadith, where that person who didn't break Allah's law to the wink of an eye, and Allah said, start punishment with him. That he didn't worry about the wrongdoing. And those people who openly and expressly oppose them, those are the people who gain. Allah Ta'ala gave them salvation. So today, تَأْمُرُونَ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ وَتَنْهَوْنَ عَنِ الْمُنْكَرِ. Today we don't do it in our house. We don't do it with family people. Nowhere. We just keep quiet. We see somebody doing wrong, nothing, we worry about it. And then not only that, but Allah says that, وَتُؤْمِنُونَ بِاللَّهِ. And you are people of Iman. You got Iman on Allah. You are my loyal servants. How can you be disloyal to me? That you see my laws broken and you don't worry about it. You are being disloyal to me. You have got Iman. You are my Ashiqeen. You are my great lovers. You are the people who have to stand up for the haq. So in our way, Allah has made it so easy in this way of tabligh and da'wah. Allah has opened the doors for us. And this is an opportunity. Allah take us all more and more. So let us all make effort for the ijtima. It's not Azadville's ijtima. It's not South Africa's ijtima. It's the ijtima for the ummah. All the ijtima. Let us see how much we can also fit in. And from there, we give da'wah to the ijtima. We come to the ijtima and come prepared that I'll go for 4 months from the ijtima. I'll go for 40 days or 3 days, 10 days, whatever. So who is prepared, inshallah, to give time to make effort for the ijtima? Inshallah. Who is prepared, inshallah? It's our ijtima, and how much are we going to work for the ijtima?